At 23, Marine Lieutenant Teresa Larson was in Fallujah, Iraq, with a platoon of 54 Marines, most of them men. It was 2005. She was escorting female insurgents and leading convoys. Larson was also living with bulimia, binging on whatever was around.
So you have buffets when you're in on the base, but then like when you're off base and doing convoys, there's MREs. So whatever was available, you just eat too much of it. Whatever could be consumed could be thrown up.
Like many people with eating disorders, Larson's evolved over time. As a young Marine, she had dieted down to a super lean physique, but eventually she started to gain weight.
It wasn't a lot, but you can still tell going from super lean to more average size. And when you're in a male-dominated world, they see that. And I didn't want to show weakness. Heading to war, I can't screw up. I had to be perfect.
Larson saw a mental health counselor in Iraq, but he didn't help.
It was like, you're throwing up? Like, why would you do that? I began to realize, like, okay, no one understands this.
Larson knew she was out of control. Her eating disorder had taken over. Larson told her commander she needed to get out of Iraq to get well. She was medically evacuated from Fallujah and started treatment, but was forced to leave the Marines.
So even going from being a very good Marine, taking care of her Marines, all of a sudden she needs to be cared for. Well, too bad. So sad. We need to get you out. We don't know what the hell's wrong with you, and you're a liability now.
A Department of Defense report in 2013 found more than 3,500 service members were diagnosed with eating disorders over the previous 10 years. As a young female Marine, Larson was part of the highest risk group. Many more cases likely were undiagnosed.
The eating disorder really grows in these really dark and secretive places.
Dr. Neeru Bakshi is medical director at Eating Recovery Center in Bellevue, Washington, an intensive outpatient and residential treatment facility. She says service members face a perfect storm of risk factors for eating disorders. There's combat stress, intense pressure to perform, and strict weight limits.
They will actually use their eating disorders to support what they need for those physical requirements. We'll have vets that come to us saying, well, prior to my needing to meet X and Y and Z for my physical requirements test, I was in the gym 6 hours a day. And that's actually a form of their eating disorders.
And part of the problem, Bakshi says, is that it works for them. The thinner, leaner troops tend to get ahead. The heavier ones might get reprimanded. And Bakshi says the armed forces do a poor job providing early intervention for troops who start to develop eating problems.
Within the military, there's this lack of awareness and lack of support that's available for the ongoing treatment. So it's just this setup for the person to be actively engaging in their eating disorder and not getting any kind of help.
That's what Colette Candy is trying to change. She's a psychologist at Madigan Army Medical Center in Tacoma and is one of a handful who treat eating disorders. She says many soldiers she sees have kept their condition secret throughout their military careers.
Most people come after a 10, a 17, or recently 20-something year history of eating disorder behavior.
Candy is treating 10 soldiers, a caseload that's now large enough that she started her first eating disorder therapy group and added a dietitian to the care team. She can't help everybody. She says about a third of her patients have to seek a higher level of care outside the military. But Candy says she's also had remarkable successes.
You know, I had a guy with a 17-year-old history turn it around just by outpatient treatment. So you can never guess who's going to respond.
Welcome to Adaptive Strength today.
It took years, but Marine veteran Teresa Larson is one of those service members who did respond to treatment. A decade after her discharge from the Marines, she owns a physical therapy and wellness company in San Diego, and once a week teaches an adaptive exercise class to fellow vets.
We are doing a warm-up that involves med ball.
Larson says helping veterans who've lost limbs or are adjusting to other limitations is an important part of her life and her recovery. She says she hasn't purged in years, and now blogs and gives speeches about her experience with bulimia in the military.
I don't blame the Marine Corps for anything. I think things could have been much better, but that's why we're starting this conversation and get people help before they're broken.
The Department of Defense report noted the military already has a way to identify people who might need that help, the regular height and weight assessments that are required of troops. It's a matter of making sure that commanders understand eating disorders and encourage those who need treatment. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.